Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, morena.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you going there?
Good. Now, before I get into this, I'm just going to ask if any suggestions from the listeners, because I'm finding it a bit difficult not talking about stuff that's so depressing.
Okay.
I mean, I can get away with it every now and again, but even it does my head in.
Help pull Rob out of the depressing internet spiral he's been on.
Things ain't good, and we all know that, but we don't need to be aware of it.
If you've got any cool, weird stories that you think Rob should chase up, text them in, 5395.
And no conspiracy theories, because I won't have nothing to do with them.
As per usual, no nonsense.
Right,
thank you very much.
Now, I was reading an article in the World Journal of Biological Psychiatry the other day.
Yes, you are a subscriber to that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, do you know the reason I buy it? The crossword and joke page.
Science jokes, the best
kind. Anyway, it's a study from the Lise Meitner group from the Environmental Neuroscience at the Max Planck Institute of Human Development.
Okay.
In Germany. I love these people.
That was just a bunch of words, but I'm just going, yeah.
I was first drawn to them because his name's Max Planck.
Good name.
Because Planck, for me, is someone can be a bit of a plank. Yeah. So a bit juvenile, but it's got me into learning stuff, which is all good.
Good on you, Max.
They have done a study on the positive effects of walking on our health and mental well-being.
That feels like a very lockdown appropriate sort of thing. Because we all did little wanders, you know? Had little lockdown routes.
The researchers wanted to find out how this affects our brain, right? The researchers regularly examined 6 healthy middle-aged city dwellers for 6 months. In total, they took more than 280 MRI scans.
Crikey.
And the focus of the study was on self-reported behaviour during the last 24 hours, and in particular, on the hours the participants spent outdoors.
Okay.
Before the imaging.
Yep.
In addition, they were asked about their fluid intake, consumption of caffeinated drinks, and the amount of time spent outside and physical activity, to see if these factors alter the association between time spent outside and the brain.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm following. Yes. I am following.
Just blah, blah. Fish and chips me. Anyway, the brain scans show that the time spent outdoors by the participants was positively related to grey matter in the right dorsolated prefrontal cortex.
Okay, I followed about 3 of those words there, but I'm getting the gist.
This part of the cortex is involved in the planning and regulation of actions, as well as what is referred to as cognitive control, which is the process which goals or plans influence behaviour. So it's pretty important, you know?
Big things for your brain there.
Yeah.
You need that.
I understood probably 2/3 of it.
And
I've read that about 6 times. Anyway.
I'm taking your word for it.
In addition, many psychiatric disorders are known to be associated with the reduction in grey matter in the prefrontal area of the brain, right?
Okay, yep.
The results persisted. Shall I carry on with this?
No, carry on. I feel like it's good for me. The results persisted
even with the other factors that could also explain the relationship between time spent outdoors and brain structure.
Okay.
Where they were kept constant. The researchers performed statistical calculations to examine the influence of sunshine duration, the number of hours of free time, physical activity and fluid intake on the results. The calculations revealed that the time spent outdoors has a positive effect on the brain, regardless
of
other influencing factors.
Oh, wow. Okay, so like all the other things that they measured as well, it's still good. It's still neat good
and
to be outside.
And it's good for your grey matter, which is going to help you if you have mental problems.
Excellent.
Or whatever.
So your mum was right.
Yeah.
Go out and get some sunshine.
Have a banana and sit on the porch.
The only thing is, obviously it's the sun, because they don't mention doing it of a night time.
Or what if it's raining? Is it still good to like...
Well, the current still comes through, doesn't it?
Right.
The worst I've ever got sunburned here...
It's not pitch black when it starts raining.
All right.
The worst sunburn when I got heat stroke and everything here is when it weren't even sunny. It was like a clear day. This most likely affects concentration, working memory and psyche as a whole. It's an ongoing study. They're going to carry on with it.
Excellent stuff. So that was it. So there we go. No, I feel like I've learned something today.
So just go out. Don't matter if it's 5 minutes or an hour. Just go out.
It's actually been quite nice. I mean, it doesn't look very nice out there right now, but it's actually been quite nice the last couple of days. Unseasonably warm, which is slightly stressful. But apart from that,
that's why a lot of people are getting unwell as well, because you don't know what's going on. Your body ain't got a clue, is it? Well, mine ain't.
Mine
there
doesn't.
Sit in that sunshine. Soak it all up. Yeah. Someone's called us normies for saying no conspiracy theories. I don't care. No conspiracy theories. Yeah,
I think
someone
on The Wire does a segment on like debunking conspiracy theories.
Yeah, tune into that.
But you know.
So if you have any good weird bits you want Rob to research, then please text them through to 53955. Thank you very much for bringing us the science of sun today, Rob. No poem today?
Nah, I can't. My brain's too frazzled at the moment.
You need a bit more of that sunshine on you, maybe.
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you very much.
That's all good.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right, Rob, you've picked us a tune.